I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. The ETF world can be the Wild West of the investment world. But we help you get through it with Tom Lydon each week. Now, Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. ETFtrends.com, just like it sounds. Great place to go, not only for his analysis, but for pieces on being an ETF investor, for their ETF analyzer, and a whole lot more. So you can go to ETF Trends. You can follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the First Trust Utilities AlphaDext Fund, ticker FXU.
Ticker symbol FXU, the First Trust Utilities AlphaDext Fund. And utilities, well, that's been a big topic for a while because they've been sort of on the rise this year. Is that the reason? Because the flip side is, we know we like to catch trends early.
Well, it's true, Chuck. You know, last year, poor utilities, they really didn't get a lot of respect with the S&P up 30% and also the hint about a rising rate environment. Utilities tend not to fare very well. But here we are, a brand new year, and the market doesn't seem to get any traction right now, and there's concerns about corrections. There's also less concerns about rising interest rates while there's threat with the stock market. So, with that, we've seen a decent move in the utility sector, up about 8% so far year-to-date as we sit here in early April. And that's really good for diversified investors who are also looking for income. And with this ETF, you're getting about a 3.5% yield while you're also participating in an area that didn't participate in 2013.
Diversified investors already have some utilities exposure if they're buying big, broad-based index funds. So what's the proper way to use this fund?
You're right, and there are a variety of utility-related ETFs, which is great, another advantage of ETFs and the fact that you can select different sectors. The First Trust AlphaDext ETFs have a different model in the fact that they don't just take the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Utilities Index. What they do is they have more of a smart beta approach to investing. They look at all the stocks in the Russell 1000 large cap that are utilities related, and they factor in the 3, 6, and 12-month price appreciation, sales-to-price ratio, one-year sales growth, and that along with additional value factors rebalance this ETF and the index underlying this ETF on a quarterly basis. So it's all discipline oriented, but there's active movement within this index. So it's also helped those areas of the market, especially utilities market, who've participated recently with things like additional sales. So for example, with the weather related conditions that we've seen so far this year, the Energy Information Administration estimates that people in the U.S. have paid 5% more in electricity and 10% more in gas over this last winter. Those companies, from a utility standpoint, that have benefited from those higher prices maybe have a greater factor within that index. So it's kind of a active way to play the utilities index. And for those investors, as you point out, who may already have utilities but feel that we're not going to have as great a threat so far in 2014 regarding rates, and you want to overweight utilities, here's a great way to do that in the FXU ETF.
Is this a 200-day moving average play?
It absolutely is. So if you look at the 200-day average right now on this ETF, it's probably about 8% above its 200-day average, but the trend is also picking up. So every week that you stay in, that stop loss actually continues to rise. So I'd look at it as if you're concerned about market corrections, but you want to maintain dividends and you also maintain some diversification, maybe take 10% of your overall growth portfolio right now and allocate to this utility sector with the idea that you're probably going to have less volatility and actually increase your income at the same time.
So 10% of the growth portion of your portfolio tilted, again, the ETF of the week, the First Trust Utilities AlphaDex Fund, ticker symbol FXU. And give my audience an idea when we talk about a 200-day moving average play. I mean, how long would you expect that you're going to be holding this? It's not like it's jumping back and forth below that average very often, but if the market, you know, is an okay year, we would normally expect to stay above it?
Yeah, if you don't see a lot of crazy moves in the marketplace, absolutely. It's had nice, steady performance. It doesn't move as quickly as technology stocks. It has a little bit more of a low volatility component to it. So again, if you've been participating in the market in the last 5 years, great. If you're looking to increase income, also provide a little bit more stability, that's great too. I wouldn't suspect that you're going to have to be in and out of this ETF every month. It's one of those things that you might have one round trip a year under normal market circumstances.
One round trip a year under normal market circumstances, not that big a deal. But the big part is start to make that trip now. It's the First Trust Utilities AlphaDex Fund, FXU, the ticker. You just heard Tom say maybe as much as 10% of the growth portion of your portfolio. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And if you want information, it's the website I just said. It's ETFtrends.com. Also on Twitter, at ETFtrends. And Tom joins us every week. Okay, we've just gotten things started on the April 10th edition of Money Life. But, you know, we're talking about utility stocks. Well, we'll be talking energy stocks later as Elliot Yu joins us for the Money Life Market Call. And we got a long way to go between now and then, so stick around. We're living the money life right here.